As we know, as I just spoke about, France has been struck nationwide by what looks like the Rodney King riots writ large after two minority teenagers died while hiding from police. It's a good story, but we thought we'd improve it, maybe tweak it a little, on today's Morning Sedition Slander Minute. Here now is slander correspondent Ted Fields. Ted, what can you add to this story?
Mark, I have it on good authority that when it was a teenager, France had an affair with its high school biology teacher and ended up having an abortion.
What?
Years later, France became a junior high school teacher and fell in love with one of its students. France was repeatedly warned to stay away.
Ted, stop, all right? You're not making any sense. We're talking about France, the nation of France.
I don't even think this is libel. It seems to me libel has to be about a person.
Ted, where do you even get this stuff?
I refuse to divulge my sources.
Well, of course. You don't have any sources,
Threaten
Ted.
Me all you like, Mark. But I will go to jail before I give up a confidential source.
Nobody is threatening you, Ted. I can't even send you to jail. I'm just a radio host.
See, I brought along a suitcase so I can go straight from here to prison. I will willingly die for the free press.
All right, you know what? I think I see what's going on here. You have reported so many lame, unbelievable stories on this show that you want to go to jail just to redeem your reputation.
Mark, an inside source informs me that the nation of France had an abusive extramarital relationship with the late actress Elizabeth Montgomery.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'll go to jail before I say.
Look, nobody is going to believe you're a hero. Every story you've turned in is lame. That's your place in history, the lame story guy. You're not going to change that, Ted.
I'm not the lame story guy, Mark. I'm a martyr for the 10th Amendment.
Ted, the First Amendment is free press. The 10th Amendment just says any powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states.
I knew that. And I'm willing to die for it.
Ted, look at me. Look at me, Ted. Look me in the eye. You know, I can't send you to jail. Now, why do you have the suitcase?
My girlfriend threw me out.
All right, this has been Morning Sedition Slander Minute.
She said she couldn't respect me, whatever the hell that means.
With our slander correspondent, Ted Fields. Now, where are you going to stay, Ted?
Yeah.
I've been sleeping in the office, showering in the bathroom.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah,
oh,
I know who you can stay with.
Who?
Todd Brad, policy analyst.
Actually, Todd Brad's going to have to stay with somebody soon.
Oh, how the truth percolates up through the mirth here at Air America.
Wow.
It's good when you get a little truth out there, you know?
Yeah. When it's about... Nice slap at your colleague, dude.
Yeah, it's so funny. I've never heard. There was an instant backlash to that bit. Like, what the hell was that? I'm sure David Cronenberg liked it, if you could hear it in the lobby of the radio station where the people wait to go on the air.
One of our major investors walked in shortly afterwards.
I know, yeah, proud. Yeah. With a guy he introduces doing something important for the progressive cause, and they kind of shirked out, going, they usually do other things.
Really discuss the issue.
They're all on their way out. All right, 14 past the hour. We're just letting them do what they want. All right, we got David Cronenberg, the filmmaker and genius, in just a minute. It's, as I said, 14 past. It's Morning Sedition.